You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's healthcare system could receive a much-needed boost in staff, with a plan currently underway to recruit doctors and nurses from overseas. Kylie Ward heads the Australian College of Nursing, an organisation that represents more than 150,000 nurses across the country. She fears they're being pushed to near breaking point.
They're under enormous pressure, trying to cope, trying to look after their patients and their loved ones, as well as turn up and do the work that, you know, should be done by triple the staff members. This is currently happening every shift, every day, and almost everywhere up and down the, in Victoria and New South Wales. And that's what's concerning me the most, is at what point in time are we going to allow nurses and the healthcare system to break before we do more?
International borders could soon reopen to overseas healthcare workers under a plan currently being discussed by the Commonwealth to alleviate this growing pressure. Around 2,000 doctors and nurses would be flown in as part of the one-off boost to bolster Australia's pandemic response. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says there's nothing new about recruiting health workers from overseas.
We would ordinarily expect to see international nurses and doctors seeking to migrate to Australia, to work in Australia. That is the ordinary course of events. Of course, closed borders have made that a little harder during the course of COVID-19. So it's very welcome we're now in a position to be able to prioritise these skilled individuals to come to our country, and we will look forward to them working in our health system and alongside our health professionals.
While it's still unknown how the workers will be distributed across the country, the reinforcements come at a crucial time for Victoria, with concerns the state system is buckling under the increasing pressure. The regional city of Mildura was plunged into lockdown overnight, with 37 cases now active in the local government area. It had one case a week ago. And Victoria Health's Deputy Secretary, Kate Matson, says she is aware of some cases in Mildura's Indigenous communities. She also announced that six domestic Virgin Australia flights have been exposed after a cabin crew member tested positive to the virus and worked while infectious.
Fellow crew members on those flights have been deemed close contacts. Most do live in Melbourne and will be contacted by the department. Passengers on those flights are being contacted by the relevant jurisdictions, and we've been in close contact with both New South Wales and South Australia.
A $15 million support package announced for the creative sector is set to support some of the hardest hit parts of the industry. Tiny Good is a rigger who works across the creative and events industries, but he hasn't been eligible for a single dollar of this support so far, and says today's announcement is another kick in the guts.
It's very disappointing for everybody that's in the events and entertainment industry that is not what the government considers creative. Now, creative, as far as the government's concerned under this package, is somebody who sings, dances, paints, sculpts or writes. Now, being a technician or being an event organiser or a production manager, we're not considered creative under the guidelines.
A senior Victoria police officer has publicly expressed her concerns about the state's chief health officer directions, including mandatory vaccinations. She reportedly tendered her resignation before the interview. Victoria Police says the comments expressed in the interview in no way reflect the views of the organisation. And across the border, New South Wales has officially become one of the most highly vaccinated populations in the world. The state hit another huge milestone this afternoon, with more than 90% of people aged over 16 having received one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. But there are still concerns about pockets of the community where vaccination rates are very low, potentially putting vulnerable people at risk. The new Premier, Dominic Perrottet, met frontline health workers in Redfern, one of Sydney's most historic suburbs. They've been crucial in boosting low vaccination rates in the inner city area, which is home to multiple at-risk populations, including First Nations people. With COVID-19 restrictions set to be eased on Monday, getting as many vulnerable people vaccinated is at the top of the agenda. On a day when New South Wales detected 518 new cases and 11 deaths, Mr. Perrottet says he is well aware that a statewide reopening comes with consequences.
Naturally, we will see, as New South Wales opens up, case numbers increase and hospitalisations increase. That is a natural part of opening up, and that's why we've done this in a safe way and ensured that we haven't done so until we've had that vaccination rate where we've wanted it to be.
Some areas of regional New South Wales are also being left behind. Down south in the LGAs of Edward River and Junee, only around half of their populations are fully vaccinated. On the northern border, it's a similar story. Just 55% of Moree Plains residents have received two doses, while in Tenterfield, it's 45%. And given that almost half of the state's new COVID-19 cases were detected in regional areas, the impetus to get vaccinated has never been greater. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant warns people to not delay appointments.
So again, a call out for the regional communities to be particularly vigilant and most importantly to come forward and get vaccinated. The access to the vaccine has increased markedly over the last couple of weeks.
Dr. Chant has also provided more information about a new Delta variant that's been found in Western Sydney. She says it's linked to an international traveller who flew into the city last month. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy says there's no cause for concern at this stage.
I tell people to remain calm. We expect to see variants. We expect to see mutations and changes. So far, the new mutation is just that. It's nothing more than being new. It's not nasty. It's not more transmissible. We're just going to give it a good once over.
It's hoped there'll be no major disruptions before Monday's reopening. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.